The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our gospel reading for this past Sunday, the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 12 and 16 to 20, where Luke says, "After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, "Peace to this house." If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, 'The kingdom of God is near you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that sticks to our feet we wipe off against you.' Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God is near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. He who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. But he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to you, us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." My dear friends in Christ, Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few." Unfortunately, that's always been the case. The workers are few. Our wells right now, I don't know the exact numbers, didn't look them up, but has around 150, 160 vacancies. 140 or so of those vacancies are in the pastoral positions or other administrative positions that make up the 160 or so. And then the fact of the matter is that there are many places, so many places where we could or should send out workers to begin mission efforts because souls need to hear the gospel. Financial challenges in the past have limited what our synod was able to do. And well, those challenges, well, our synod is being blessed financially at the present time, but it's still hard to get those workers. Our synod does have this plan that in 10 years we're supposed to have 100 new missions, but still the workers are few, is what Jesus says. That's why Jesus told those 72 and us today, "Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." The Greek word that's used here for that word, ask, actually would be better translated beg or implore, because the need for gospel preachers is serious and important. Surely we don't want anyone to not have an opportunity to hear about Jesus. A story I like to tell is that of this preacher who was on a trip across the Atlantic Ocean in the 1800s. He was helping to put out a fire that had broken out on board the vessel he was on. And while working, passing the buckets to try to get the fire out, the preacher had a friend that came to him and said, "Let's go up to the other end of the ship and pray." And the preacher responded to that, "No, sir, we'll stand right here and pass buckets and pray hard all the time we are doing so." This story teaches us that prayer and actions go together. How could we possibly go to the Lord and say to the Lord, just send other people, not me, to preach the gospel? If Jesus' words, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. If we believe Jesus' words there, we'll pray to God to send out workers to preach the gospel, but we'll also be doing something about it. We'll go out ourselves and talk about our Savior to the family and friends that we have that don't know about Jesus, so that they can know that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. We'll talk about our Savior. We'll support mission efforts to get the gospel message out. Jesus said, "Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves." That statement wasn't that much of a confidence builder for those 72, but Jesus didn't want those 72 to think that by themselves they were so tough that no one could resist them. He wanted them to see their own weakness, that they couldn't stand against the unbelieving world unless the Lord gave them strength. So they could only go and preach the word, preach the gospel, when the Lord was giving them strength to do the work. And we likewise are in the same boat. We need the Lord to give him strength. When he sends us out as his messengers, go in the Lord's strength alone, to see our need for God's help, and then also to understand the help that he gives. Maybe we could consider that story of the walls of Jericho coming tumbling down in the Old Testament. You know, the Israelites, they marched around the city of Jericho and they blew their trumpets. And when they did that, well, Joshua and the Israelites, they didn't cause the walls of Jericho to come tumbling down, to collapse. It was God's strength that brought those walls down. So Jesus is telling us to go and talk about our Savior, not trusting in our strength, not trusting in our power of persuasion to win people for Christ, but always looking for God to tear down those walls of unbelief in people's hearts and to establish God's kingdom where unbelief once ruled. God's the one that his strength and his power works the change. He uses us as his vessels to get the gospel message out. So today, Jesus tells us, go as the Lord's messengers with prayer and with God's strength. Trust in the Lord, and he, through us, will win souls with the gospel. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help us who know how blessed we are because Jesus is our Savior to always be eager and looking for opportunities to be your messengers with the law and the gospel so that the Holy Spirit can work on people's hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.